More than 50 years ago, Kearns Avenue off Robin Hood Road was an apple orchard. Now it's the site of numerous single-family homes. Roma Combs and his wife have lived here for 45 years, and he says usually it's a quiet street. But Sunday afternoon, about 1, all of that changed.
You know, we'd just come home from church, and we were sitting down to an Easter meal, and heard the explosion first, came out my front door, looked to the north, and there was a huge cloud of smoke whirling in the air over my next door neighbor's house. And I thought something had exploded at his house.
Now Combs knows the smoke he saw and the sound he heard was from a fixed-wing plane just before it slammed into the woods between this small neighborhood and the Grayland International Conference Center.
And I'll remember that forever, mainly that sound. Never heard a sound like that in my life.
Combs and his wife live about 6 homes from the crash site. According to investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board, Dr. Dennis A. O'Neill and Debbie D. O'Neill were the registered owners and operators of the plane. They report the O'Neills were flying from North Wilkesboro, returning home to Washington, North Carolina. Shortly after takeoff, the pilot reported a partial loss of engine power to PTI's tower. The pilot also said they were trying to land at Smith Reynolds Airport. Megan Rapp was in the kitchen, helping to cook Easter dinner with her family. She says the explosion shook their home.
And my dad took off down the street with a bunch of people after we noticed the woods were on fire. I got there a little bit later. The cops had just started arriving. We figured out it was a plane after seeing the tail in the trees.
No one on the ground was hurt in the crash. Yellow tape now marks off 100 yards where burned wreckage is scattered. Rapp and some of the residents have been allowed to get a closer look.
You see, like, the front of the plane and all the broken pieces, and now we know it was a husband and wife and a dog. Knowing there were people that passed away in this crash just kind of puts a more somber and emotional spin on it.
Many in the neighborhood say they want to support the O'Neill family. According to the Winston-Salem Police Department, relatives of the O'Neills have asked if the couple's 3 children can visit the crash site. The woman owning the home that sits in front of where most of the wreckage is has agreed. Meanwhile, residents continue sharing their stories and comforting each other. And Combs says, although he never met the O'Neills, he'll never forget them.
It was turning into a beautiful day, and then there was just that kind of tragedy going on. And it's just a reminder of how short life can be and how unpredictable it can be.
A preliminary NTSB report is expected next week. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.